You're now listening to Countdown to Kickoff, presented by DolphinsTalk.com, sponsored by Sinbad Sports. To get you ready for today's game, here's your host, Tom Earnestly.
Welcome to Countdown to Kickoff, and welcome to Week 3 of the National Football League season. This week we have the Oakland Raiders traveling across country to face the Miami Dolphins in 100-degree heat at 1 p.m. today at Hard Rock Stadium. I am your host, Tom Earnestly, here from DolphinsTalk.com. We got a great show today. We're going to get you ready for the game and give you all the latest news leading up to kickoff. So actually, let me just start off with that. It is being reported that Rashad Jones, who is questionable to play in this game today, is looking like he is going to give it a go. Now, with Rashad Jones potentially playing in this game, how much does he play is the question. How bad is that shoulder? Is he going to be a full strength? Is he going to be 100%? Absolutely not. But anything Rashad Jones can bring to the table in this game will be good. But it'll be interesting to see how the Dolphins deploy the secondary with Rashad Jones maybe playing in a limited role in this game. But it seems from reports at this time, Rashad Jones, who is likely to be a game-time decision, is most likely to play in this game today. For the Raiders, P.J. Hall is out. Not sure how big of a loss that is for the Raiders, but he is listed as out. Looks like everybody else on both sides of the table will be going. And the last piece of news is Devontae Parker. The reports from last night is the likelihood, and actually throughout the end of the week, is that Devontae Parker will be active for this game today. Not sure if any of the Dolphins receivers will become inactive with Parker back in the lineup. It looks like there will be someone else, potentially an offensive lineman, that may go inactive, or maybe a defensive end that will go inactive. Again, we're completely unsure right now how that's going to work out, but the likelihood is that the Dolphins will have Devontae Parker active for today's game. He is a full participant in practice all week. He looked good in those practices, and it looks like that the Dolphins will be activating Devontae Parker today for the game against the Raiders. Speaking of the Raiders, let's get into a little bit of Raider talk here real quick before we get into the five things to watch for and the three key matchups in this game, and of course my prediction going into today's game against the Raiders. First, with the Oakland Raiders, you have to start at the helm. You have to start with Derek Carr at quarterback. He's been kind of a Jekyll and Hyde quarterback for the first 2 weeks of the game, of the season, I'm sorry. And in week one, he went 29 of 40 for 303 yards with three interceptions. In the second game, he went an astounding 29 of 32 for 288 yards with a touchdown. The Raiders are, of course, 0-2 in both of those games, losing to the Rams, who quite arguably right now is the best team in football, and the last-second loss to the Denver Broncos last week in Denver, 20-19. So even though Derek Carr had a very good week two, in breaking down Carr's throw chart, out of that week two game of 29 of 32, out of his 32 throws, only six of those throws went 10-plus yards in the air. Just more of a dink-and-dunk style for Derek Carr, making the right throws in the underneath packages. Receivers did a great job running routes. 29 of 32 is nothing to sneeze at, folks. That is a great day. 90% completion percentage is one of the highest percentages in NFL history with a minimum of 20 attempts. In continuing looking at his throws, 10 of his passes were under 10 yards, went to the left side of the line of scrimmage, and another 10 went to the right side of less than 10 yards. So there were a lot of throws less than 10 yards, 20 out of the 20 passes went near the line of scrimmage. And not, you know, I wouldn't say I'm surprised. You know, the Raiders really, outside of Amari Cooper, do not have a big downfield threat to really attack the middle of these defenses up the seam with wide receivers. So a lot of these throws are going to come underneath. So the Dolphins need to figure out a way to counteract that, making sure that they play press coverage and Derek Carr has to hang on to the ball a little bit longer so this pass rush can get after him. Next person to focus is Marshawn Lynch. For the most part this year, he's found success in the middle of the field, the middle of the line of scrimmage, getting a bulk of his long runs of 10-plus yards going right up the gut. But he has also struggled to be consistent on the outside runs, which is where the Miami Dolphins will hope they can get Marshawn Lynch to run, is, you know, forcing him down the line of scrimmage and make a play at the line of scrimmage or 1 or 2 yards behind or in front of to keep him at bay. You know, Lynch, you know, I've said it many times in the past that, you know, Lynch just hasn't looked like himself since coming out of retirement, but he's still a big play waiting to happen. And unfortunately for the Dolphins, the middle of this defense, Devon Godshaw, I'll get into that a little bit, but these defensive tackles and inside linebackers have to make sure they wrap him up. Marshawn Lynch can turn the game upside down if he gets into the open field. He's a very tough runner. He's very tough to bring down. The Dolphins have to make sure that they can get him at the line of scrimmage. Last player really to focus on is Jared Cook. Most of us know Jared Cook was an absolute nightmare for the Miami Dolphins last season on the Sunday Night Football game, where he absolutely cooked, no pun there, he absolutely cooked the Dolphins defense. But he is going to pose a nightmare matchup for the Dolphins, and Cook is currently the leading receiver for the Raiders this year. Cook's best game was in week one. He got 9 balls for 180 yards. Most of his damage was done in the middle of the field. The Raiders love using Cook on crossing routes and drag routes as well. So they'd like to use him in a variety of ways. They'd like to get him the football. They feel with Jared Cook getting involved, that's going to allow more one-on-one coverage for Amari Cooper, who had a long touchdown. I believe it was last week, who had a long touchdown. So to the Raiders' defense, the Raiders are currently ranked 22nd in yards per game, 24th in points per game, giving up 26.5, 31st in rush yards allowed per game at 154, and 11th in pass yards per game at 221. The 11th in pass yards per game on defense, and don't let that stat deceive you. The teams are pounding the rock on the Raiders and using less of an air attack. And the Raiders only have 2 sacks this year, and they're also in the bottom 5 of quarterback pressures. So it's not like their 11th-ranked pass defense is in the top half of the league. They just haven't had to face much because the run defense is 31st in the league, giving up 156 yards a clip to opposing teams. And those teams were Todd Gurley for the Rams and the combination of Philip Lindsay and Royce Freeman in Denver, who also had a great game against them last week. Let's get into the 5 things to watch for in this game. First is Kenyon Drake and Frank Gore. Knowing that the Raiders have the 31st ranked defense in rush yards allowed per game, the Dolphins will look to expose the Raiders' defense with their 6th ranked rushing attack. Drake could be in line for a huge game, but Frank Gore will be used in many early downs for runs up the middle. The Raiders are weak when looking at their defensive chart and looking at the running backs they have faced. A bulk of the runs against this defense is going right at the teeth, and that plays right into Frank Gore's strength, which is running the ball right up the middle. Frank and Kenyon Drake also can run the ball up the middle, but he's more of an outside zone runner as well as a pass-catching threat. So the Dolphins might be looking to sprinkle in a little bit more Frank Gore today to mesh well with Kenyon Drake to pose issues within the Raiders' defense and keep the sticks moving and keep the clock moving. Again, this is going to be Game time temperature today is going to be 100 degrees with humidity, and the on-field temperature is going to be more than about 110. So the Raiders are going to be sweating. They're going to be really hot. They're playing at a 10 a.m. Their body's going to feel like 10 a.m. For this game today. Dolphins got to take advantage of it. So Kenyon Drake, Frank Gore, the first thing to watch in this game. Second is the passing attack. You know, currently the Dolphins are 28th in the NFL with 172 yards per game through the air. I don't like to read too much into, you know, the 28th passing attack. When you look at it, Tannehill went had 230 yards passing in the first game, and last week I believe he finished at about 160, somewhere in there. They have to try to expose the Raiders' lackluster pass rush in this game today. You know, I expect a little bit more passing today with Devontae Parker back in. That can open up a little bit more of the downfield throws for the Miami Dolphins. But if the first thing to watch, Kenyon Drake and Frank Gore, it really doesn't matter what the air game does, as long as the rushing game is still at its peak and still does a great job. Who cares if Tannehill throws for 250 yards or 150 yards? As long as Gore and Drake do a great job running the ball, that's less pressure on Tannehill, and the Dolphins may be in great position to win this game today. I already mentioned Rashad Jones. He is going to give it a test in pregame to see if he can go, but from all reports that we've been hearing, he is going to play in this game today. If, for some reason, Jones at pregame can't go, the Dolphins will likely move T.J. McDonald to strong safety, have Mika Fitzpatrick move to free safety, so there can be a little bit more of a roam for Mika Fitzpatrick in the backfield. The Dolphins did activate Maurice Smith after finding out about Rashad Jones' shoulder injury. Don't expect Maurice Smith to really take starters' minutes if for some reason Jones decides not to play in this game. But again, all arrows are pointing that he is going to be, in fact, playing in this game. Marshawn Lynch is another thing to watch for in this game. He has been inconsistent, as I said, since returning to football, but he is a dangerous runner. The Raiders love to attack the middle of the field with their ground game and hope to spring Lynch for big runs. How can the Dolphins handle this? Can they continue to be a great run defense as they have shown in the first two games of this season? This is a big test for this run defense in this game today. It's a big test in general for this defense, because Derek Carr is nothing to sneeze at quarterback. He is a good quarterback, but this team is in transition. There's a lot of dysfunction within the organization ever since the Khalil Mack trade and how it was handled. There's a lot of dysfunction. The Dolphins got to take advantage of that. Last thing to watch for in this game is the heat. I mentioned this game is going to be a hot one, and it's going to be 100 degrees at time of kickoff with the humidity, so it should be about 110 on the field. How much will the heat play a role in this game? Well, we know that if the Dolphins do not have any rain delays in this game, the bulk of this game is going to be played at the peak time for temperature. The way to be successful is the Dolphins will run their hurry-up offense as they have done the first 2 weeks of the season. They will run the hurry-up in this heat, get the Raiders tired, get them breathing heavy, maybe up-chucking in the end zone, as we all saw Lawrence Timmons do back in 2016. It's going to play a factor. And the only way you can take advantage of this is making sure your opponent is on that field defensively, breathing heavy, hands on hips, and you're just continuing to just pound the rock at them, just to tire them, wear them down, excuse me, and that can lead to bigger things. Those are the five things to watch for. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and excuse me, and when I come back, we are going to discuss three key matchups for this week's game, as well as getting into the daily fantasy players of the week. One player that I will choose in the NFL, and then, of course, one Dolphin to look for in your lineup if you'd like to play them. And then my prediction for today's game against the Oakland Raiders. We'll be right back after these messages.
Simbad Sports is the number one sports memorabilia company in South Florida and the number one place to go get your Miami Dolphins memorabilia. Simbad Sports has the likes of Rashad Jones, Cam Wake, Kiko Alonso, and Frank Gore in for autograph signings within the past year alone. So when in South Florida area, visit Simbad Sports at 1976 South University Drive, Davie, Florida. Tell them DolphinsTalk.com sent you.
And we are back. Thanks to Sinbad Sports. They are our primary sponsor here at DolphinsTalk.com. Let's get into the three key matchups for this week's game. The first key matchup is the Dolphins defense versus Jared Cook. Cook was an absolute monster against the Dolphins last year. Look for the Raiders to exploit Kiko Alonso in coverage by moving Jared Cook around. The Dolphins look to counter with Micah Fitzpatrick. Of course, if Rashad Jones is playing, Fitzpatrick will stay in his slot corner position, which will allow him to be able to take that one-on-one coverage in most situations against Jared Cook to look to shut them down. And Jerome Baker may find himself in coverage situations, and he cannot let Cook get over the top and cannot let Cook get free. That will be an issue for the Dolphins. So that is one key matchup we need to keep our eye on. The second is the Dolphins' offensive tackles versus the Raiders' defense. The Dolphins had an awful week against the Jets' pass rush. Tannehill was sacked 5 times. He was knocked down 9. It was not a good week. Tannehill took his bumps and bruises, ended up on the injury report this week with knee and ankle problems. Nothing serious. He practiced in full all week long. The Raiders don't have a great pass rush. Obviously, we know the story about Khalil Mack and how he was traded away, but the Jets found a way to get to Tannehill with a lot of stunts and a lot of secondary blitzes last second, disguised it very well. The Dolphins could not pick it up. So the Raiders will likely try to go at the Dolphins' offensive line with these outside blitzes. So that's going to put a lot of pressure on Laremy Tunsil and Juwan James to make sure that they play their absolute best game to keep Tannehill upright. And again, this is not an elite pass rush. If the Raiders hit and sack Tannehill, that's going to fall on scheme. That's going to fall on poor blocking. And that falls right on the shoulders of the two anchors of the offensive line, which are the two tackles. Can they keep him upright? That is a question. That is the second key to this game. And the third key is the Dolphins defensive tackles versus Marshawn Lynch. Why just the defensive tackles? Well, they are the guys at the point of attack. They're the ones that swallow up those holes that Lynch can try to run through. Lynch is known to be an up-the-middle runner. Can Devon Gotchaw, who is actually top 5 against the run on defense this season in the NFL, can he help keep Marshawn Lynch at bay, forcing the Raiders to become one-dimensional with the playmaking defense that the Dolphins do have? They're number 2 in the NFL right now with 5 interceptions on the season. They are looking to add to that total today with Derek Carr at the helm for the season. Carr has 1 touchdown, 3 interceptions. So they've got a great chance if they can shut down Marshawn Lynch to make Derek Carr one-dimensional, and the secondary has been making plays so far for the first 2 weeks. Look for that to be the third key matchup of the game, Dolphins defensive tackle versus Marshawn Lynch. Let's get into the top daily fantasy player this week. It's Patrick Mahomes. This shouldn't come to a shock to many of you that Mahomes, who has 10 touchdowns on the season, playing against a pretty shoddy 49ers defense in his home opener in Kansas City today, he is going to cost you $7,000 on DraftKings, and he has been absolutely ridiculous. Expect a small drop-off, but if you want to kind of handcuff yourself with another player in Kansas City, Kareem Hunt, only a $6,000 on DraftKings. That is a great play as well. It's a value play. $6,000 is a value play for a running back who led the league last year in rushing. Top Dolphins daily fantasy player today is Kenyon Drake. He is 5,600 on DraftKings. He's been solid in the first two games, but expect much bigger things against this 31st-ranked run defense. I expect Kenyon Drake to go for 100 yards today and at least two touchdowns, one on the ground, one in the air. So let's get into the prediction for this game today. I was proven wrong last week. Many of you who did listen to this show heard me at the end of it state that I believe that the Jets would win the game last week. Dolphins proved me wrong, and I expect that with a lot of the arrows pointing towards the Dolphins in today's game in their favor, they still cannot sleep on the Raiders. This is a huge trap game. The Raiders coming in 0-2. John Gruden looking for his first win. There's a smell of desperation in that facility in Oakland because of everything that happened in the Khalil Mack trade. Gruden's got to try to win these players over. The only way that you can start doing that is by winning. So, prediction today, do I feel the Raiders are going to win? Not so fast, my friend. I'm going to go with the Miami Dolphins in this game today, 24-20. I think the Dolphins know going 3-0 to begin the season going into this stretch, the next four-game stretch with the Patriots, Bengals, Bears, and Lions is huge. You have to have these three wins before you go into New England. Got to find a way to win at least two of the next four after this game today, because let's face it, you're 3-0 and then you go 500 over your next four. You're 5-2. And in great position to make the postseason after, you know, being at 5-2 after week 7. But you got to get a win today. You have to find a way. I believe the Dolphins do find a way. And they will win this game again today against the Oakland Raiders 24-20. I am your host, Tom Earnestly. Thank you for listening to Countdown to Kickoff. Be sure to follow us today on Twitter at Dolphins Talk. You could follow me on Twitter as well at TErnessy13. We will be live tweeting during the football game. You can shoot us questions during the game. You can comment. You can do whatever you want. The one thing that I really just hope, and I got agitated last week about it, Tannehill haters, please, please hold everything until the end of the game. If the Dolphins win and you're going to bash them, I'm blocking you. Clear as day, you will no longer be able to follow me on Twitter. I will block you. I don't care if he makes mistakes in a win. Those things work itself out. And nothing matters that you if you do things bad, but you still win, you win. If you lose, now, yeah, let's talk about it. Let's talk about how they lost. Let's talk about why things didn't go the right way in that game, whether it's Tannehill, whether it's somebody else. Just don't criticize the guy in the middle of the game if they're winning 20-0, 14-0, whatever it is. Don't criticize the guy. Wait till the end of the game, and then we'll talk about it, and then we'll figure out why it was a bad game. But anyway, that's my rant. Again, make sure you follow us on Twitter at Dolphins Talk. Go to the website, dolphinstalk.com. We got a lot of great articles that have come out over the last 24 hours. We have a fresh blog from CERN regarding the five goals for the Miami Dolphins today against the Oakland Raiders, outside of winning, of course. excuse me. Don't know what the heck is what the heck's going on with me this morning. Don't forget also, if you are going to the game today, Rise to Win is a voter registration this Sunday at the Dolphins Raiders game at Hard Rock Stadium. This will give you a chance if you are not registered to vote for the upcoming elections in November, the midterm elections. You have the power to do so. There will be a hold. A registration station at the Dolphins game today against the Raiders. Rise to Vote is a nonpartisan effort to register athletes and their fans to vote. Stop by the North Plaza at Hard Rock Stadium and register to vote. Take a photo to share and help yourself and others become informed and engaged citizens. Again, that is going to take place at the North Plaza at Hard Rock Stadium. Head over there. Go register to vote. It's a great cause. It's Rise Again, which is Stephen Ross's initiative to bring athletes and community together for the same cause and the greater good. Thank you again for listening. I am out. Fins up. Let's go.
Thank you for listening to Countdown to Kickoff, Tom Ernesty, brought to you by Sinbad Sports and DolphinsTalk.com. Enjoy the game, and fins up.